From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, Rahab, a picture of salvation by grace through faith. Joshua had dispatched two spies to search out the defenses of Jericho. The harlot Rahab hid them from their pursuers and confessed that the city was in great fear because of what God had already done for Israel. In the course of the message, Dr. Cairns is drawing parallels between Rahab's coming to trust in Israel's God and the way the Lord works in the hearts of sinners to bring them to salvation in Christ. The first step for Rahab and for every lost soul is the recognition of being under the condemnation of God, which results in the conviction of sin. Then the convicted sinner must trust in the cleansing power of the blood of Christ, symbolized by the scarlet thread Rahab placed in her window. Her trust was not disappointed, for God saw to it that the forces of Israel could not mistake the location of her house on the wall. Likewise, the hopes of those who rest in Christ for salvation will never be disappointed. Dr. Cairns will continue the message shortly. First, he speaks some solemn words about the pollution of sin.
One of my favorite hymns is the old hymn, Abide With Me. In that hymn, the hymn writer penned this line, Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. Change and decay in all around I see. When the hymn writer penned those words, I don't think that there was much thought of giving voice to a fact that is verified by science. And yet this is, perhaps, the most basic law of all the physical sciences. The laws of thermodynamics tell us that there is an increasing entropy, or there is an increasing loss of workable or useful energy. Every conversion of energy, which is descriptive of just about everything we are and do in this world, involves a loss of useful energy. In other words, the world is running down. It's decaying. In the words of Scripture, it's waxing old. So, change and decay in all around I see. Decay is built into the world. Did you ever stop to consider why that should be? Why it is that as soon as we begin to live, we begin to die? Why it is that day by day, the strongest and apparently most stable things and people in the world are actually decaying before our eyes? Why should that be? The Bible tells us, and this is a verse I have quoted a number of times on the program, in Romans 5, verse 12, that by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Sin brought pollution. Sin brought destruction. The pollution of sin destroys all that it touches. And this is true of the whole creation, but particularly of the bodies and souls of men. But thank God there is one who changes not. There is the eternal God, and he has good news for sinners. The pollution of sin, inherited through the generations from our first parents, and willingly embraced by sinners who love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil, the pollution of sin can be cleansed away, and the guilt of sin and the power of sin can be dealt with by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The pollution of sin is a terrible thing to behold. You see it all around you. You see it in lives that are wrecked, in families that are broken, in health that has been destroyed by illicit drug use or some other great sin. But you also see it in everything that you are and everything that you touch, because decay is the product of pollution. The answer is in Christ. There is cleansing for you from the pollution and the guilt of sin. There is also a reversal of the curse. The curse that brings men down to eternal midnight in the outer darkness of a lost eternity can be taken from you. It's been dealt with by the power of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 3 makes this very clear, that he has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having been made a curse for us. So let me point you away from pollution to the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and implore you to make sure in this decaying world that you don't hitch your destiny to something that is falling apart. Do not tie yourself down to the mere things of this world, the here and now, but lift your heart with the hymn writer to him who changes not, to the Christ who is the same yesterday and today and forever, and make sure by faith in Christ that you receive the pollution cleansing power of the precious blood of the Lamb.
Not have I gotten, but what I received. Grace hath bestowed it since I have believed. Boasting excluded, pride I abase. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. This is my story, to God be the glory. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more, as thou shalt sing. But oh, the joy when I shall wake within the palace of the King, and I shall see. Tell the story, saved by grace. And I shall see him face to face. And tell the story, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. Only a sinner, saved by grace. My story, to God be the glory. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace. I'm only a sinner, saved by grace.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts. We want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. In the next issue, Dr. Michael Barrett, president of Geneva Reformed Seminary, presents a series of articles in observance of the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version of the Bible. Also, there'll be a mission focus on the country of Bulgaria, as well as Any Day Soon by Jill Saunders, drawing vital lessons from a young Christian girl's battle with cancer. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why does God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Final view you have of her. And as I've said, this is the abiding view of Rahab in Scripture. She's under the covenant. We read in verse 18 and then verse 21, if I may link those two verses, the words of the men and her response. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. Verse 21, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. Now she let them down not by a thread, but by a rope. I mean, a thread's not going to hold too many men. So she let them down by a rope. A scarlet rope. But very interestingly, when the man told her to put it in the window, they didn't use the word rope at all. Or cord. They didn't use that word. They said, bind this line. It's an interesting word. The word line is literally the Hebrew verb to hope. It's a word that means a hope. Obviously, it's a figure of speech here. It's a chord that expresses a hope. But I find it very interesting that they didn't simply say, put the chord in the window. They said, literally, hang your hope in the window. Now, get a picture there. And they said, as you hang this chord, as you hang this hope in the window, this scarlet hope in the window, we guarantee your safety. And we read, she bound the line. She bound her hope in the window. She did it. Men and women, let's understand this today. Our trust is in the promise of God. That promise is set before us in the scarlet line of the precious, precious blood of Jesus. And that scarlet line expresses our hope. It certainly expressed the hope of Rahab. As the forces of divine judgment approached Jericho, Rahab's confidence, Rahab's only hope, was not that her part of the wall was stronger. It was not that she had so many soldiers around about her. It was not that she had hidden the spies. It was not that she had done anything. There was only one thing that gave her hope. There's a scarlet line in the window. If they take note of that, I'm safe. If they don't, I'm lost. I want to tell you, my friend, God's word is, when I see the blood, that's the scarlet line in the window. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Not when I see how well you've lived, though we should seek to live as holy as we can by the grace of God. Not when I see how much you've given, though we should give as liberally as we can to the work of God. Not when I see how many souls you've won, though we should seek to win as many as we can to the Son of God. But when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Our hope is in the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ. If God can look at us without the blood, we're damned without a hope. But God can't do that to any person who has ever come to the Lord Jesus to receive him as personal Savior. He can't do it. He says, I do see the blood. Put your trust in the blood of God's Lamb. Hide your soul under the virtue and the value of the sacrifice of God's Lamb. And I, says Jehovah, I will pass over you. It's a lovely statement the Lord gives there. I heard a preacher years ago, and I, as a young preacher, since I respected this preacher so much, I accepted the accuracy of what he was saying. He said, it means I will stand guard over you. Well, no doubt that's true, but it's actually not what it means at all. You remember when Elijah stood on Mount Carmel and he asked the people of Israel, how long halt ye between two opinions? The word halt, when we talk about someone who has a halting gait, it means they're limping. They're walking unevenly. One leg is shorter than the other. That sort of idea. And that's the challenge of Elijah to the people. How long are you limping? How long are you halting between two opinions? That's the word the Lord uses in Exodus 12.
When I see the blood, I will walk with uneven stride. The picture is of God with his angel going through the land of Egypt, placing the great foot of judgment on every home of every Egyptian. But the picture is also there is a home covered by the blood. I will make sure not to let the foot of judgment fall there. I will halt. I will walk with uneven stride. I will pass over you. I will pass over you. Giving, of course, the great feast of Passover, when God passed over people who were worthy of judgment, but they were covered by the blood. Men and women, I want to tell you today, that scarlet line of Jesus' blood is our only hope. I want to ask you, have you ever got to Calvary? Have you ever got to the cross? Don't try to stand before God as a Presbyterian or a Baptist or a Protestant or a Roman Catholic or whatever you may choose. Do not try to stand before God in the merits of how much you've given, how much you've worked. No, no, those things will be a passport to hell. But oh, and you stand before God saying, I have no merit save that of Christ. I have no argument but the argument made by the blood of the Lamb on my behalf. Then says he, I'll pass over you. That was Rahab's hope. It was not disappointed. There must have been one almighty miracle in Jericho. Because you see, the walls of Jericho, contrary to the Negro spiritual, did not come tumbling down. If the walls of Jericho had come tumbling down, Israel would have had a mighty hard job ever reaching the people inside. For they were massive double walls. The walls of Jericho sank down into the ground. I found it fascinating, though archaeologists dispute and discuss these things, and you would think that you'd heard the last word when you've read one of them and you realize that they've only been giving you their own fancies and foibles. But I found it very interesting when I visited the site of Jericho. Only once was I able to get inside the wire. I don't know why, the guides brought us right up where there was an excavation where obviously an entire wall, still intact, had sunk right down into the ground. Not only so, but where what had been wood was now charcoal because it had been burned with fire. I don't suppose you're supposed to do it, but we were allowed on that occasion to poke some of the charcoal out. And some experts reckon, I think with good justification, that the dating is from the day of Joshua. Just think of the walls sinking down into the ground. But there's one part of the wall that doesn't sink. There's one part that stands. God was not leaving it to any chance that Rahab would be overlooked. Oh, there was the line in the window, and they saw the line, and I have no doubt that those men made sure they were at that particular part of the wall when the crucial moment came. But in the event, there was no chance that Rahab could be mistaken, or her house could be mistaken. Because it was the only one left standing. Her hope was not disappointed. The day is coming, my friend, when this world is going to burn. The day is coming when all the great structures of man are going to fall. A day when mighty men will fall, great buildings will fall, great empires will fall. Every bondman and every free man will be looking for a place to hide from the curse and wrath of the Lamb of God. But I want to tell you, in that day, not one believer in Jesus Christ will fall. Not one. The hope of the Christian will never be disappointed.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.